and welcome to Hosts of Ascalon, a Guild Wars 2 podcast where two enthusiastic fangirls forget to put something in the intro. Whoops. I am H to the T. And I'm joined by Alona. Thank you for writing my my name intro there, Alona.
Well, I made it easier on you than you did on me last show.
What did I call you last show?
It was like a low something.
Oh, yes. Always good. Mm-hmm. Before we get started, a reminder that you can get in touch with us with questions, comments, or just for funsies by emailing us at hostsofascalon@gmail.com or on Twitter at hostsofascalon. First up is Chivo's, where we go over what we've been up to in Guild Wars 2. Alona, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, I actually tweeted out about this, but I thought I should also talk about it on the show. I ran through Ascalonian catacombs with some guildies, and two of them, so five people, two of them had never done Fungeons at all.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it was actually super fun, true to Fungeons' name, super fun to do that. And I didn't try to coach. Well, I can't. I'm not all that great at it. But you know, like, we didn't do any stacking.
Right.
And
you just did it.
We didn't try to avoid the troll. And we basically just cleared things. And so it was a lot of fun to, like, throw, you know, the rules that have arisen.
Throw caution around to the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. And actually, I had two more people say, hey, I've also never done dungeons, so...
We might need to return to our Fungeons and Fractals night.
Might have to. And yeah, Flipside was one of them in chat who was saying that I owe them a run or two, and I do. And another one is my friend, Mr. Ooh. Zhang. And yeah. So, and he bought the game at launch.
Oh my gosh.
He's never done one. So, he hardly plays. That was a lot of fun. I did a little bit of the world boss event. Not enough to get any of the weapons. Also, to my shame, because we didn't have a show last week like we were going to, I was a little bit behind on the news. I hadn't been keeping fully up to date. I didn't know this was happening for a little bit. And so I was on, and Zero was like, there's this happening. Or maybe it was Fessy. I can't remember which one now. Sorry. And I'm like, oh, this is brand new information. And it had already been on for a few days. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about this one. This one can slide by. I'll do a little bit, but I'm not going to go bonkers on it trying to
complete it. I missed most of it.
I ran through a full dragon stand beginning to end. Yeah. Well, I was there because I did the full dragon stand. I was able to finish Yedalier, which was one of the specialization weapons from Heart of Thorns. And I was so close. Like, it was sitting in my to-do like list on my screen of my watched things. And it was like 96% just hanging out there for the longest time. And I didn't have enough crystalline ore to be able to finish it. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to go in and do some noxious pods to see if I can grow this. Oh. Like, I only had 16 and you need 50. So, and you don't get a whole from noxious pods, but I thought I could do a run of it. And when I got there, the map was like 2 minutes from reset and there were commanders there just hanging out.
Thing.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do the whole thing. And it was one of the smoothest dragon stands I've ever done. Like, there was like the going around. I did mid. I don't often do mid. I don't know why I ended up there. Normally I do, if you were looking at the map, the right one. I often do that one, but it was really good. We were going around the circle, you know, at the end there, and it just went pretty flawlessly. Like, I was still going. I'm like, why are people leaving? Oh, we're ready to move on to the final fight. And it was just, it was really good.
Wow. Was it a full map?
It must have been. I don't know, though, because no one tried to join me on it.
Maybe you need something from Dragon Stand, like crystalline ore or something for the new legendary trinket or something. You know, there must be some reason why people are back in it.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be some of the rewards rebalancings that had happened.
Well, that's
I don't
possible.
Know if that affected those maps.
Inform us, chat.
Yeah, it seems like something we should know, but I'm not 100% sure. But it was pretty flawless, and it was a lot of fun.
Great.
And it's nice to get that off my to-do list. So huzzah. I accidentally bought two of the precursors for a Meteorologicus storm. So that was neat. Well, I put a buy order in and then I got a little impatient after a few days. Uh-huh. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, it's only like 10 or 12 gold more to just buy it, uh-huh. which is a lot. But I mean, in the grand scheme of precursors, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. So I bought it and I thought I canceled my buy order and I did not. And so I came in, I'm like, why am I getting a storm? It's like, so now I have two. Mm-hmm. Along this vein, I'm going to make Meteorologicus. I've decided that that is the next legendary I'm going to make.
So now I feel like you should make two. So you could, I guess you can't do
twice told
legend. You can't do that, right? Because you can't hold two Meteorologicuses, can you?
I think you would still get the achievement for making it twice. But I would have to bind both of them to my account.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
But then I could have multiples on different characters. But I if I was going to make two of a legendary, I am not sure if I would
do. Two chicken
not
harps.
Not sure I would do that one. If I could, oh man, I wish I could dual wield chicken harps. And I spent the better part of a morning on the weekend remaking my Ellie aesthetically, baby Bittermalt, to be Dragon Bash ready because it was in Holbrook and I wanted to be thematic. And, you know, the Bittermalts are all about partying. So that was a lot of fun. I like did a total makeover kit on her and worked on what armor, how I wanted to kit her out and the weapons that are thematic. And like I use the focus.
What do you mean by thematic? Is it
the one focus is courage, which is just like a bottle of some sort of booze-a-mahal. And for the dagger, the main hand on an Ellie is a little bit tricky to get something that's thematic. So I just kind of chose an innocuous looking dagger that is just kind of hanging out there doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to decide if I want the eggnog helmet, which is the one like an upturned stein with like foam.
Yes.
So I'm thinking about adding that to it. Mm-hmm. But I also redid her hair and I want to look at it.
Which hairstyle did you choose? The important stuff.
The kind of big straight up one. Uh-huh. Like back a little bit. It's a Norn. One of the newer ones for Norn. So I like gave her a bit of a makeover. So that was, and it took hours to do this. A long time. Naturally. And pretty much all of Monday evening was spent in Dragonfall. It was possibly some of the most time I had been there. I completed the first of the main bits for Skyscale.
Wait,
like the main big chunk.
You mean like you,
six Skyscales or whichever that one is. Yeah. So I finished that one. And then when I really took a look at what was left to do, I wept quiet, grimy tears to myself because I'm like, oh my God, this is a lot. And so fun fact, I thought I'd weep quiet, grimy tears was a lyric from INXS's Never Tear Us Apart song. But I wanted to make sure I was quoting it right. And I Googled it. And apparently the lyric is actually, I'd make wine from your tears. And I no longer know how to feel about this because, like, for 40 years, I guess.
Oh.
No, that can't be right. That's far too long. For, like, 30 years or more, I thought it was the other, and now my life no longer makes sense. So I'm like, so, yeah, I'm very sad that it's going to take a lot longer, but I need to finish it. And, I accidentally... Yeah, if you have to do 10 events in each of the areas for that first one. I had actually accidentally got 10 in one of them without even realizing it. So I only had to do the flamey area and I had only one done in that. So that was where I had spent the bulk of my time on Monday.
Right.
And then the other one was, I only had a couple in the Melandre area, mm-hmm. but I had the undead section completely done by accident. And then there was all those collections where you have to basically go around everywhere for the six Skyscales. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go basically to the exact same spots again, but with some extras. for the eggs.
And you think you're making progress. Like, you feel like, I've done this thing and I've done this thing. And then I think that's why there's all the confusion, because then Gorik and people are like, wait, where's my sky scale? I checked and I don't have a sky scale. And you realize, oh.
Yeah.
Because there's not even a warning. Then, like, you don't get the next achievement unlocked or anything like that, because you have to wait a day or wait 2 hours or whatever.
And I did not. Okay, you'd think I would know about this, but apparently I didn't. What is this game I play? Oh. I have no idea. But I was like, oh, well, what am I? I mean, I wasn't primed to continue because it was the end of the evening and I was tired and need to go to bed. But I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just figure out what needs to happen tomorrow, because I'm not getting any prompting about what to do next. And then when I logged in the next day, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. I got a mail. Oh, okay. So now I know I just need to wait for a mail next time.
Yeah. It's not really
intuitive. I presume
intuitive.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. Maybe, and you know, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Maybe Gorik says something along the lines of like, just wait until tomorrow or the next time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he says.
Well, you can't say the next time you log in. Oh, well then I just did not pay
it attention. Says something along the lines of, I'll let you know when I have more information or something like that. It's kind of vague.
So it maybe needs to, like, you know, you'll get a mail from me or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. In any event, not a big deal, because the next day was Dragon Bash. So that was yesterday that it dropped. And I'm super happy with the implementation of this festival so far. I obviously have not experienced it to a great deal. I played it. I had something right after work.
I mean, it's yesterday. Been a whole day, Alona. Why haven't you done everything?
Well, you know, I had something right after I was off work yesterday, so I wasn't able to get into game until like 9:30. So I played for like an hour and a half last night, and what I have played, I really, really, really enjoyed. And I don't know what it is exactly, but I know not everyone's going to understand what I'm saying here, but it feels like a Guild Wars 1 event to me. And I don't know what it is specifically about it that makes it feel that way. I don't know if it's the way that Holbrook is decorated. I don't know if it's how they've pocketed out the events into little areas that you can go around. But there's just...
Well, I think some of it has to do with getting out of
DR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be too. I just really enjoyed it. So I'm looking, we can talk more about this a little bit later if we need to, but yeah, I just really enjoyed it. And that's all I've done so far.
Great.
So hashtag on to you.
So I redid the first half of War Eternal. I was playing through it thinking, you know what? I've got achievements to do. I should go back into story and work those achievements out. But I got distracted by story and actually didn't focus at all on the achievements. And it's still just as beautiful as the first time. I really like this story. It is so different cinematically than any of the other episodes. So it's a lot of fun to go back to do the whole part where you are flying on Aurene as you're chasing Kralkatorik and you're having to bank and fight his wings and things like that and attack from the side. It's so different from any other type of combat in Guild Wars 2. So it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so now I need to do it again. I finished my Sky Scale soon after our last episode. But I keep forgetting to use it. I think I need to work out better keybinds. I just have everything is kind of full up in the way that I have my mouse set up and my extra keys on the mouse. Like it all makes sense. And I have such good muscle memory that to add on a different thing, it just feels like unnatural. And I know I have it bound to something, but I just keep forgetting about it. So I'll go to Griffin when I should go to it. But I'm excited about it. I need to use it more. It's super fun. And I actually really liked the progression of unlocking the Sky Scale. I thought it felt a little bit reminiscent of a Legendary Journey, where there are parts that are tedious and there is some sort of a grind, but I don't like the time gating. But I did like that there were lots of different things to do. And I liked watching the Sky Scale grow up. That was kind of cool.
Well, I have not experienced that, so that will be exciting.
I don't understand when you get to the part where you are, I'll say this without being too spoilery, but you're playing games with your Sky Scale. And there's like an easy, medium, hard thing that you have to progress through with these games. But I saw no difference between easy, medium, hard for one of the games. Mm-hmm. So it was, I thought maybe I need to do this part faster or something like that. But there was really no difference. So
you're just an expert at it is really what
I don't think so. Either it was broken and that benefited me, or I don't know, but it wasn't that bad. Maybe. So I thought it was fun. And the new skin is absolutely gorgeous. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but
I think I tweeted out about it when I saw it, and I think it was just screams is all I put.
I mean,
I think that's all the retweets said.
I feel like first off, whoever is working on design for the new skins is a bird lover and somebody who really gets intricate design. Because you think about the hummingbird, think about the Sky Scale. There's just something about the, like, there's just something extra that puts it over the edge that you're like, yeah, that's it.
And then, so I liked it. Like what I did see. And then when you see it in game and you can see like the swoops, like the effects on the swoops. So good.
So good.
So this is the impetus for me to try finish Sky Scale, is so that I could use this skin. But then Hashtaggers asked me really, did you buy it? And I'm like, well, I don't have the Sky Scale. She's, but it might not be there.
Yeah, you got to get
when
it.
When you do finish. I'm like,
just got to do it.
Or I benefit by procrastinating, and by the time I do need to get it, it's on sale, like discount on it.
I don't know. I mean, how often do the really premium ones go on sale?
Yeah, you have me there. flip side in chat is saying that they want a black MOA skin for the Raptor. Yes.
Can't argue
I approve
there.
Of this yes, message.
Yes. I have begun dragon bashing today. Mm-hmm. Actually, I did log in last night, but just for about 5 minutes. This was my very first festival in Guild Wars 2 when I started playing. And I remember being so proud of my wings. I still have Zai Taffy from that first festival. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I loved it. And I'm super excited to see it back. I'm kind of lost this year due to time issues and lack of Dolphy. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Wander around and explore.
Yeah, I mean, I logged in. I bashed some pinatas, got a bunch of achievements, figured, all right, I guess I'm doing the right thing. I did a few rounds of the arena, got some more achievements.
Oh, I haven't done any of that's the one thing I didn't go into any of those.
And I've heard some murmurings on Reddit and Twitter about issues with scaling in the world events and people not getting credit. So I kind of feel good about waiting on doing those events. Do you have any trouble with that?
I didn't do any of the world events, so.
Yeah.
No.
It seems from what I'm hearing that people are trying to get some get credit, and they're not getting credit. So you know, things are dying too fast and there's too many people, so they're almost saying things like, if you're in an instance with a or on a map with a commander, it's all the harder to get credit. which seems
okay. Yeah. I'm wondering, there were some late notes that I actually did not include in the show notes, and I'm wondering if any of those address that.
I'm checking the late notes, and it says no.
Okay. No, that's all late notes say. Just like, no. Late notes, no. And now it's time for Post of Ascalon, where we recap the news for Guild Wars 2. We're first going to talk about the June 11th patch notes. We recognize that it was several weeks ago. We're not going to go over the items that were time stamped, like they're not, that are no longer valid to even talk about. But there were some things in there that I think are still good to go over. So we're going to do that. For World Polish, they reduced the time of that Augury Rock is open by 10 minutes, shortening the wait for the Disperse the Wild Magic that escaped from Augury Rock event in Elan Riverlands. So that's, I guess there was too much downtime between things.
I don't know how I feel about that, though, because by reducing the time that it's open, you're making it harder to get the achievements that are in Augury Rock. However, I guess maybe enough time has gone by that they figured more people need the other part. So they're trying to balance it. That makes sense. I just talked myself into it.
Yeah, I think, they would see the stats on that and be able to do that. For general, the mute player alert sounds option will now mute the alert chime accompanying some targeted skills, mostly found in raids and story instances, and the alert chime that accompanies the application of many special action skills. So making it even, if you get easily distracted by the sounds of other players, this will help.
So is this like pew pew noises or I can outrun a centaur?
It's the alert chime.
I don't know what the alert sound is. What is that for?
I don't know either. I just thought it was important to talk about hashtag.
Called you out. I don't know what an alert sound is.
For raids, they included, as everyone may or may not know, the hidden city of Adashim. After the events in the Mystic Forge, Oadam has returned home to the hidden city of Adashim to usurp a great power. Find the key and the cardinals for guidance into the hallowed city walls and save not just the djinn, but the entire world from Kadim's master scheme. Oh, I said Oadim before. It's Kadim. It had an underline link to it, so I thought the Q was an O. Kadim has returned from the hidden city, and we are actually including some of the screen caps from that in today's show, which is not going to help the people who are listening.
So is Adashim a Guild Wars 1 thing?
Yes, actually. It is, I think it's a, it's all instance, but I think it's kind of like a dungeon-y sort of thing in Guild Wars 1 in Nightfall. Hmm. And I actually spent a fair bit of time there, and it's like djinn up the wazoo. Like, it is like there's so many djinn there. For items, a new item, the Spirit Banner, is available from the Mystic Forge in exchange for 50 Spirit Shards. And I have been seeing these peppered about the world. So it's a new the banners are everywhere because of the one event where you were getting banners as rewards. They're just like,
right.
Banners, get your banners here. We got banners.
This is fantastic because I am swimming in spirit shards.
Good. Not good that you're swimming in spirit shards, but maybe it is good that you're swimming in spirit shards. Various world versus world blueprint denominations have been removed from the Mystic Forge, as those multiples were made obsolete by the ability to select how many players wish to purchase.
Yes. That makes sense. So like if you had the 1 and then the 10, it doesn't make sense because now you can
buy 250.
Select 10. Yep.
From the Black Lion Trading Company. This is really the reason I wanted to include the notes. The new Shimmering Skyscale skin is available for 2,000 gems, and it is fabulous. It is so good. So good. And yeah.
So many different ways to dye it. I have seen it many different combinations. They really did a good job with the dye channels. In some previous skins, sometimes they've gone really intricate with the dye channels on one part of the skin, and then the other parts are, you know, you can't control as much. So I really like with this one how it's evenly balanced. You get to really do some cool things. Well done.
Yeah. You were saying bird, but this one, I definitely get more dragonfly off of this.
Mm, that's fair. Yeah.
The new Skyscale hatchling mini tool, mining tool with the glyph of alchemy tool. It's very small. With the glyph of alchemy is available for 1,000 gems, and the glyph of alchemy, when gathering with this glyph equipped, materials gathered will be instantly converted into one tier above. So,
ooh.
However, it doesn't apply to secondary items. So if you get like a gemstone from mining domes, you would just get that one. Or the bonus wood logs from logging nodes and stuff.
Right.
So
but still,
yeah,
that's really good.
So what happens when you're at the highest tier? Do you get ascended items? Probably not. I can't imagine. That would be the worst. Well, not the worst thing ever, but I can't imagine that's the case.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll have to test it out.
Oh, it says right here. Orichalcum converts to Orichalcum. It says right here.
Handy.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right. So,
yeah, you raise a good point, though, hashtag. I might have to buy the Shimmering Skyscale skin before it goes away.
All right. Moving on to the June 25th patch notes. So this is from yesterday. Dragon Bash. First up, the Guild Wars 2 news post. After Zaitan's defeat, Tyrians came together to celebrate something that had long been thought impossible. The death of an Elder Dragon. Now that Mordremoth's been muffled, Krakatorik's cracked, and Arine has ascended, it's time to get back to partying!
Woo!
From June 25th to July 16th, Holbrook will host the Return of the Dragon Bash Festival. Bust open dragon piñatas, battle holographic dragon minions in the open world and the new dragon arena, bet on MOA races, and stuff yourself with Zytaffy. Krakatorik is keeping a watchful eye on the festivals from above, but don't be alarmed. He's a hologram, too.
Oh.
It's time for Dragon Bash. It wouldn't be a proper celebration without your attendance. Join me in Holbrook for another moot for the ages. There will be tests of strength, racing, food, songs, and most importantly, ale. I'll see you there, unless, of course, you don't enjoy fun. It's from Knut Whitebear.
Actually hadn't part unless of course you don't enjoy fun. That is that's great.
Join the celebration in Holbrook, the new home of the revamped Dragon Bash Festival. Celebrate Tyrion's resistance against the Elder Dragons while engaging in a variety of new and returning festive games, including the following: Dragon Arena. Show off your dragon fighting prowess against lifelike holograms in the Dragon Arena, or take on a more difficult gauntlet in the Dragon Arena Survival. Ooh, I haven't tried survival yet.
I haven't tried either of those.
So Dragon Arena was pretty great, and it seemed like, I wonder if the cap is maybe 10 people. I think there were 6 or 7 in my instance when we were running it, and it just runs continuously with a short break after I think you have 5 champions. So you have champions and then a bunch of minions, and the more minions you kill, the better, you know, you get some sort of buff, and then you kill another champion, then you get, you know, minions again. And then after 5 rounds of this, then you get a little break, and then I think it resets. So
it's a little bit like the one guild mission, the challenge mission. Is it a challenge mission where, you know, you're in, you got the spider channel, the Jotun channel, where there's
sort
waves?
Sort of. Yeah, except between, you're all together in one
like that
open space. Yep.
Yeah.
Then we have Hologram Stampede. So this is the open world thing. The fighting continues in the Hologram Stampede, a map-wide scramble to clear the Holbrook countryside of deadly enemies. So this takes place, from what I've read, across the entire map, and you're kind of running around either on a mount quickly, or you are waypointing to the various places and hoping you tag the enemy. Then we have Pin.
I hadn't been out in the open world yet to experience this. So
me either.
I'm looking forward to this, though.
Pinata bashing. Ooh, I did a lot of this. Master the tradition of destroying dragon pinatas in the pinata bashing adventure. Oh, I didn't actually do the adventure. I just did the bashing.
Yeah. I just did the cracking open of things.
Yeah. Dragon Bash Rally. Speed around Holbrook in a new mounted race. The Dragon Bash Rally.
That's fun.
I want to do it. I couldn't find where the starting place was. I was in there earlier tonight when it said a race was starting, but I didn't know where it was.
So it's up near, I also had a little, poor Zero, he was in with me. I'm like, Zero, what is this? Zero, where is that? And he was like, it's around here. And I think, if I remember correctly, it's not at the topmost tier close to the main hall, the Great Hall. I think it's on the middle tier. So there's that.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
And, oh, so we have the Trade Commons waypoint is what Flipside's saying. So Zero was saying survival is the party group, and David33BX said normal mode, run a party of 10 with 5 champs endlessly circling. The survival mode is entered when in a party, with the difficulty increasing for each after each champ.
That's
great info. Thank you.
So that's for the... for the Dragon Arena.
And the Dragon Arena Survival, yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. Now I want to do it again.
Me too. Well, for the first time.
Yes. Then we have the MOA race. Tig's famous racing MOAs return in a new MOA race event. Put your Zytaffy on the line and cheer on the winner.
Okay. I have something to say about this. So previously, did you do the Lion's Arch events?
The first...
When there was the MOA racing in Lion's Arch?
I think I did. I don't really remember.
You bet. You watch. You see who wins. Mm-hmm. How they've done it this time is pretty great. So you bet, and then you go to the spectator, and you choose to spectate which MOA you want. And then you basically, you're in the MOA, essentially.
Oh, yes. So you get to kind of experience it from their point of view.
And then you have your fireworks, and you let off fireworks that will help speed your MOA along. So if more people vote on or bet on a specific MOA, they have more fireworks going off, so they have a better chance of winning. Cool. So you can have a direct result on how your MOA does, the one you've bet on. But the other thing is when you're, it's like you're all, everyone who's bet on that MOA is all in that MOA. So when they do like type things and say, it happens above the MOA. So the first time I went through, we had a chatty group. So they were all talking about like, go MOA and stuff like this. And Zero saying the best MOA names, like, yes. And David, I also... I played twice and I bet on Logan's Lover the both times because I just had to. I had to do it. It was just too good. And yeah, the names are great. I'm not going to spoil them too much for anyone else if they haven't been in yet. But I love the MOA races so much.
So complete daily festival achievements to earn the Dragon Basher daily achievement. Contribute to the Party Commander achievement, which rewards your choice of holographic replica weapons based on the weapons wielded by a famous hero.
Yeah.
They are legendaries.
Holographic. Oh, I did know that. I did know that. That they were the holographic versions of legendaries.
Wait, really? What?
Well, just the skin. The skin. The skin.
Cool. All right. Well, I have to work on that. Earn the official treat of Dragon Bash Zytaffy to trade for festival prizes from vendors or craft new festival decorations for your guild hall. Be sure to save a few pieces to enjoy. Now, I have not checked our guild hall, but I have heard, Zero. Some like new, fantastic, really large, crazy holographic thing. Can I expect that to be? Oh, he's trying. All right.
Here's the thing, hashtag. It apparently takes as much effort as getting a legendary.
What?
To get this in some aspects of the big one.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to put a call out to see if the guild can help out.
Yeah. Let us know.
It shouldn't all rest on Zero's shoulders.
No, of course not. Let us know what you need. Is it things like take all the Zytaffy, or is it more?
You have to, the jaw breakers, and you need like a metric crap ton of jaw breakers to make it. And yeah.
Cool. All right.
And 30 of both ascended metals and 100 jaw breakers. I don't think I've ever had a jaw breaker, so that says something. The other thing they don't really mention here, but I think it's worth saying, that you can use Zytaffy. Where was I? I think I took a screen cap of this because it was very... I did. For those still working on the Skyscale acquisition and need map currencies, there's a vendor in the new Dragon Bash Festival selling them for Jawbreakers.
Oh.
They're listed as weekly vendor. So I have not... I just saw this on Facebook earlier, so I hope it's right and I'm not fibbing to everybody. But... That is, I flagged it for myself to check out.
Also not mentioned here, I don't believe, I'm scrolling down. There's, Drubert is also collecting Zytaffy, I believe, all the stuffs.
Yeah, I was scrolling through the achievements for Dragon Bash and I saw that one, just the name. No. I'm like, that guy, that Quaggan. He's dead.
He's gotta be like 500 pounds too. I mean, all the wow. Rice balls, all the dumplings, all the everything he takes and he takes and he takes. And what does he give? Nothing.
Well, his death is true to his life. Then.
All right, you can share in the celebration.
Oh, yeah.
With new Dragon Bash reward tracks in PvP and WVW. And the party rages for 3 weeks from June 25th until July 16th. Get bashing.
Yeah. You know how we low key complained about festival dailies and regular dailies? I don't know if I'm going to feel that this time because I'm just enjoying the festival so much. Granted, it's
day
I've
one
only been
Alona.
In it for an hour and a half. We'll see how this plays out. I know, we'll see, but I have maintaining a positive attitude about this.
I think it's different than something like Super Adventure Box because I did the daily today without actually intending to do the daily. Like I was just, you know, bashing things around and doing stuff, and I was like, oh, I got the daily festival done. Cool.
Huzzah. Mm-hmm.
All right, a couple extra notes for World Polish adjusted the positions and timing of some scenes in Holbrach to minimize overlap during Dragon Bash. So that is that things like, you know, kids making commentary or stuff like that?
Probably. Yeah. And it may, I'm wondering if it had to do with both the MOA racing specifically and the Dragon Ball. Or Dragon Ball. Mixing up my stuff here. And the roller beetle racing.
That's possible.
So I'm wondering if that, because those are, you know, less so the MOA races, but the beetle racing takes a fair chunk of the map. It takes you everywhere, which is actually really great. Like Zero pointed out to me yesterday that it kind of gives you a tour of some of all the stations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point.
Of things as well. So that was
that's great. And our updated rewards in Dragonfall's Mistborn coffers to give a broader variety of items, which is always a good thing. Motivate people to keep going back and get new stuff. So good thing. Finally, items. Festival tokens from the Festival of the Four Winds can now be stored in the wallet. Oh,
huzzah.
Yay. Existing tokens
can be things getting crammed into a wallet.
Me too. Existing tokens can be consumed to move them to the wallet. Oh, I am so happy about this. I think mine are stored on a mule somewhere, but this makes me feel all the more certain that we're getting Festival of the Four Winds in a month or so.
Yeah, that's fair. We wouldn't necessarily, would this really need, oh, wait a minute. I just remembered how many festival tokens I have. Sorry. I just had this moment of clarity of like, oh, I'll have so much space back.
Yeah. Thy taffy can now be consumed in bulk. It's the best way to consume taffy. And updated the contents of the dragon coffers rewarded by Dragon Bash. All right.
There you go. Well, I mean, you'd have to update it because the other ones would be old and moldy.
Gross.
Because sitting around for so long. Actually, I just one really quick thing before we move on completely from, well, we've moved on from Dragon Bash. But David is saying that they've always loved Holbrook, but Dragon Bash Holbrook is absolutely fantastic and beautiful. And I agree. Part of it is the sky. Like the sky is just gorgeous. Like the colors in it, the clouds, the stars.
It really fits so nice. Like with the snow and everything. It just, it feels right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... I was marveling at it again when I was like, oh, this is so nice. On to the Black Lion Trading Company Gem Store, new items and promotions. The new Skyscale Horns package is available for 500 gems. I have to admit, I have not looked at this yet, so I'm not sure what it looks like. For a limited time, a new set of bioluminescent weapon skins is available. And from the Black Lion Weapon Specialist for one claim ticket, and keys are available for 125 gems each, in case you weren't sure. Gems. Gems are a thing, and you can use them to get other things. And have you looked at these yet?
No, I haven't.
They're quite lovely. I would say they, what was it? I think Zero was saying that people were saying that they're really nice, kind of thematically companion pieces to Nevermore. Now, Nevermore is a staff, so it would be more if you...
Right.
Weapon swap. But yeah, they have a very Silvari feel to them. And I would even say like a naturalistic or nature-y char would work well. Even North. Like, it's, they're just really quite beautiful. I recommend people go out to check them out. For a limited time, the Season 1 Memory Box Flame and Festivals and Season 1 Memory Box Scarlet versus Lion's Arch are available for 200 gems each. And I can't remember what's all in these. I think I poked at them and now I can't remember what's in there. But if you had been unable to play Season 1, but like some of the items from it, this is a way you can get some of those.
Yeah.
To celebrate Dragon Bash, the Dragon's Fortune fireworks are free for a limited time. They're available in the toys category and they were limited to one per account. Did you get your
fireworks? I did not. Fireworks? I'll have to get it.
All right. You need to do that.
Yep.
And for Black Lion Chest, they've been updated to the Dragon Bash Returns Chest, and they can be previewed for a full list of their contents. The Mini Gray Skyscale Hatchling has been added as the guaranteed item. The new Dragon Fireworks Package is available as an uncommon drop. The Branded Relic Package returns as an uncommon drop for the duration of this chest. And the Embellished and Dragon's Jade Weapons are available as uncommon and rare drops, respectively, for the duration of the chest. And I like how they've changed things, because I don't know if you remember the jade weapons, the dragon jade weapons, how when they were first introduced, and it wasn't like they didn't have the same acquisition as they do now for these types of weapon sets, and it was a random gamble whether you got a ticket or not. And it was just like, and so I still have this kind of like PTSD is too strong of a word, but you know, it's just that anxiety about the dragon's jade weapons, because I was like, the event is ending and I still haven't gotten a ticket and I want one of the weapons. And it was like, it was an issue for me at the time. Unused versions of the Glyph of the Herbalist and Glyph of Volatility are available as rare drops for the duration of this chest as well. And I have yet to, now granted they're rare, but I've not gotten any of the glyphs from it. And I've opened a fair number of chests.
I believe you have.
Yeah. How many chests do you have today? The items available in exchange for Black Lion statuettes have been updated. They're redeemed by using the statuette itself or at any of the Black Lion Chess merchants located in every major city. A new selection of travel toys and musical instruments have been added. The exclusive Roaring Dragon Glider, Fire-Breathing Longbow, Fire-Breathing Quiver, and Mini Awakened Mounts Pack are currently available. The bonus collection has been updated to a selection of villains' outfits, including the White Mantle, Outlaw, Mersot, Pirate Captains, Awakened Zealot, and Bandit Sniper's outfits.
The White Mantle is good.
Yeah.
That outfit, not the White Mantle.
Oh my God. I was like, hashtag. What? you shocked me a little bit there. But now I understand. Yeah, they're all good outfits. They all have a place. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about is the new outfit that was added. We didn't get it.
Missed that.
Yes, there is a new outfit, and it also there's a matching axe and matching shield. And you can get them all as a package. And I didn't like it at first. And then, of course, true to form, I saw it dyed a variety of colors. And the one way I saw it dyed, the cloth on it almost looked like plaid. Hashtag. Yeah.
What?
It's not.
What?
Almost. Wait. It's not.
Must see.
It's not.
What's it called?
The new outfit in the gem store. I think it's missed something.
Oh, nice. David 33BX. Oh, you missed that.
That's actually what prompted me to sort of remember what it's called. Yes. And it, I wasn't super jazzed, but then I saw it died and I ended up getting the full package for it. Like, because of course I did.
Miss Stranger?
Oh, Miss Stranger? Ooh. Miss Stranger, yeah.
Wait.
Right?
Looking for...
If you're in there, also tell us what it costs.
I'm guessing it's like the normal... I can't... It's kind of weird. Like, I'm looking at a bunch of different races and dye jobs, and I can't quite get a feel for it.
I'll show you after. We'll log into the game really quick and I'll show you what it looks like on a variety of races, if you like, because the first thing I do whenever I get an outfit is basically put it on all my characters and try different things.
This is, you know, the value of Dolphy, man. Oh, wait. Okay. The wiki has, I don't know. It kind of has a, like,
it grows
like
on
a
you.
Star Wars-esque.
Yeah, like it's like the sand people a little bit, but also it's got like a
But then it's got
the commando from the April Fool's event or
so. Zero has posted that it is 700 gems for the full package. And
the outfit. No, outfit is 700 gems.
Oh, right. I see. And there's outfit 700 gems, full package, she doesn't know.
I want to say 2000.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It really, the misty part is really cool because of the effect.
Yeah. And the, you don't see it as much when you have the helm on, but when you take that off, you can see like the entire one side of the body is like damaged.
Ugh.
Like mist damaged. It's,
is that what it's supposed to be? Like you, it's kind of like in Harry Potter when you splint yourself. Is it like I went through the mists and I splinched my arm off a little bit.
It's been a long time since I've watched or read Harry Potter, so I can't remember. But yeah, it's too much time in the fractals, Zero saying. You get like fractal sickness or mist sickness or something. Huh. But yeah, it's pretty...
It is very different.
It took me a little while to get used to it, but once I was like, yep, nope, I need to get this. And it looks great on
Zara. I like it. I mean, there aren't really butt capes, so that's cool.
But I can show you later, too, if you like still. And finally, improvements and updates. They increased the limit on the number of musical notes that can be played per second on all musical instruments before their skills are forced to cool down. And... So I have instruments, obviously, because I've had this game for a long time. And also by having the minstrel, you end up with a harp. And I'm I want to play music so bad, and I'm just so feeble.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying at the Winter's Day Bell Choir, it's not really your thing.
Oh, I got much better at Bell Choir.
Well, that's good.
After, but it's just the playing, to play a song just out in the world. And I would love to do that. So maybe with the decrease in the cooldowns or how close the notes could be played together, I'll be able to do better. But I'm not sure if people are actually just playing it or they have
like a macro setup.
Yeah. And I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, I'm scared of macros, but yeah, that's it for the patch notes.
All right. So next up, we have a coming soon announcement for the Dub Core Swap special event. As the old saying goes, you never truly know your enemy until you've defeated them and stolen their profession skills.
What?
You can finally put this wisdom into practice in your everyday life during the WDub Core Swap special event. From July 5th to July 12th, defeating an enemy player in World versus World will spawn a glowing orb over their corpse for a short time. Claiming the orb will grant you some knowledge of your enemy's profession. You'll retain your own weapon skills and gain access to a special skill that allows you to use the healing, utility, and elite skills of the defeated player's profession. The healing, utility, and elite skills you can obtain are the same for every enemy of a given profession, and cooldowns persist when you swap to and from the purloined skill set. For example, when you defeat a thief, you'll have access to the following skills: Withdraw, Scorpion Wire, Blinding Power, Scale Venom, and Thieves Guild. In addition to these wonderful toys, you'll also gain double world experience, 25% extra WDub reward track progress, and 50% plus magic find in WDub for the duration of the event. Head over to our official forums to discuss the event and prepare for the mayhem.
It's interesting.
Bonkers is what it is. It's bonkers.
Interesting. I mean, it's
like, flip everything upside down. It's totally different. It's bonkers. I love it.
I want to try this. Now people who are, you know, hardcore or diehard, they play World versus World all the time. I'm wondering what their take on this is. Like, I think
it's great.
Will be delightful and fun, but I don't know if it's going to go. I'm curious how it'll go over. I'm not going to say I don't think it'll go over well, because obviously I don't know.
I can't imagine it's going to go over bad, because to be honest, it's like the spice of life. You need a week where it's not like April Fools when they mess up your whole game day and you can't play anything and it's weird. I know.
For one
but
day.
For this is what, a little more than a week, and it's not messing up your gameplay necessarily. It's just changing things a little bit, and change is good.
Like, again, I know I said earlier that something about Dragon Bash reminded me of Guild Wars 1 events, but this one, so in Guild Wars 1, I don't think you've had the experience yet, hashtag when we played a while ago, that you can steal elite skills. How you gain elite skills in Guild Wars 1 is you defeat an enemy and then you get to steal their skill. So not that this is exactly like that, but it has kind of that element. And the other thing it almost reminds me of, and again, not at all the same, but just shades of it for whatever reason. Again, in Guild Wars 1, where you have your two professions. So you, in this case, you could mix, you know, the weapon skills of Mesmer with the utility skills of Warrior.
Right.
And something about that just makes me, it's just a really interesting idea. Like, it's some really, I find this pretty cool, and I want to see how it plays out.
I feel like this is still another thing that's coming out of the shakeup at ArenaNet. I feel like there's a number of these things that have been coming down the pipeline where it's, let's try something completely new and fresh.
Yeah. Like, maybe it won't go over well. We don't know. But you don't know until you try sometimes. And I'm just kind of jazzed about this, to be honest. Like, I saw the title and I'm like, oh, okay, it's another special event. And then I read what it was. I'm like, what? What is this? This is interesting. So, yeah. We like to take note of artwork, community events, fan creations, and other notable Guild Wars 2 happenings and propose a toast to their existence in a little spotlight we call the Toasts of Ascalon. And for this week, not that he needs any attention or accolades from us necessarily, but we wanted to draw attention to two recent videos that Wooden Potatoes has put out, and they cover all things Season 1. The first video is called Let's Play Living World Season 1, The Fourth Wall is Broken. I watched them out of order. It didn't really affect it for me, but if you've not experienced Season 1, I don't know which order. I said watch this first, but I'm not sure which order would be better to watch in. Mm-hmm. But it's the first one is a great background to everything around Season 1 that's not overly specific to the story. It does get discussed, but it's also about like the almost behind the scenes for it and the rationale.
How did he film it? Is it because you can't play Season 1 anymore? So what?
And I can't. Okay, to be fair, this one I listened to. I didn't actually watch this one. So it was just audio of him for me talking about stuff. For the second video, which is Guild War 2's Missing Story Chapter, Living World Season 1 Complete, it is a narrative retelling. So basically, this is what happened, this is what, but done very well. Like, I mean, Wooden Potatoes wouldn't do it without flair. Like, he has a lot of flair to it. And when there was visuals that could be attached, they were prior. And if, because I think early on, I guess, people weren't necessarily keeping track or recording or anything like that. So some things we just don't necessarily have access to, but it did come to a point where there were video captures of events that were happening or screen caps the vignettes, like the, you know what I mean?
They do.
What's the word for it now? All I can think is vignettes.
No, it's where you got like a cutscene.
Yes, that's it. Of course, why would I remember vignettes and not cutscenes? Jeez. Let's take this simple term that everyone knows and now let's use vignettes instead. So this one will get you fully up to date or up to speed on the story for Season 1. And I, even though I'd played it, this was the recap I needed. Like it's not that I had forgotten things necessarily, but it like re-put things in order for me and how things maybe fit together from that time. And even if you did play Season 1, it's a nice refresher. I have a friend that recently re-picked up playing Guild Wars 2 and is just going in on it hard. And they had finished this personal story and they want to play it in order. So they had finished the personal story and they did the little recappy in-game that they give you for Season 1. He's starting on the Season 2, but the timing was perfect for him because I'm like, hey, before you really do that, here, fire off these two links at them. And they thought that they really enjoyed them and thought that they were very helpful to them to understand how things, now that they're in Season 2, things are making more sense to them because they have that background. So yeah, there's two videos. Go to Wooden Potatoes channel, I think. Well, no, these probably has some Dragon Bash videos up now that are maybe 2 or 3 hours long. I don't know. And then there's these ones. You didn't laugh at my
sorry.
Joke hashtag.
It's it's getting to be that time.
Yes. Oh, and there's a 3-hour fan-made movie where a lot of ArenaNet partners participated that tells the story and the Season 1 gameplay from streamers/ YouTubers, etc.
I remember watching that. Remember that?
I had forgot about that. So thank you, David, for there's also great. Yeah. I should probably link that out too. But yeah, I was pretty jazzed about this one. I think maybe because it was a 1-hour video versus a 3-hour video, that makes it a little more digestible.
Just a tad.
In a way. But yeah, it's nice that those are out there. I do really wish that there was some way to like have even the cutscenes available, like all of them. And maybe
I think that video definitely includes a lot of it. The 3-hour one, I believe. Or some of it's just fan-created stuff, so that tells the story. But
yeah,
good stuff. More content is more better. And that is it. That is the show. To get in touch with us, you can contact hashtag, that's me, on Twitter, at #thetag, that's two A's, or sig.1735 in-game. Engage Alona at One Big Pair, or in-game at onebigpair.1249. And as mentioned at the top of the show, you message both of us. You can message both of us at once. At hostvascalon at gmail.com or on Twitter at hostvascalon using your trusty tweeter machine. I used my trusty tweeter machine tonight.
You sure did, buddy.
To let everybody know that we had a show.
But not a show Twitter page.
Never. Nope. Use my personal account, because that's how I roll. All right. You can subscribe to Hosts of Ascalon on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Stitcher. Or you can hop on over to our website, hostsofascalon.com, to either listen directly or nab the RSS to use with your preferred podcast app. And don't forget, we live stream the show at twitch.tv/hostsofascalon every third Wednesday.
Most every third Wednesday.
At 9 p.m. Eastern. Our next live Twitch show will be July 17th. You heard it here. Good show, Lolo. Thank you to our Twitch squad for coming out to the live show. To them and to everyone listening. Oh, we're doing the full thing. May Grant.
Have to choose one. God. Are you new?
I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
May.
May dragons not bash you. I don't know.
Oh, I like that one. May dragons not bash you.
I said the worst thing possible and you just rolled with it.
It's pretty bad. May Grenth shield you from all the dragon bashing.
Ooh, nice.
May Balthazar strengthen you for all the dragon bashing.
Oh my God.
May Lyssa inspire you to bash some dragons. I'm just giving you lots of options when we go for the edit.
They're all going in. All of them. Thank you.